This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, is now available. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Creating mass audiences. One media critic once said that popular entertainment is basically propaganda for the status quo. Indeed it is. And if so, the question arises, who decides what the people see and what guides these decisions? Representatives from the entertainment industry argue that they try to reach the largest possible audiences by giving the public what it wants. In effect, what we have is a free market cultural democracy. If entertainment media produce trashy films and mindless TV shows filled with violence, authoritarianism, super patriotism, materialism, militarism, sexism, and racism, they do so because that's what sells. So it is said. But the entertainment industry does not merely give the people what they want. It is busy shaping those wants. If a Rambo flick has a naturally vast audience, why is it necessary to spend $20 million on a pre-release publicity hype to create a mass audience? Conversely, it's misleading to say that dissident films fail to appeal to large audiences when in fact they're kept from the general public by poor distribution, limited publicity, and publicly hostile reviewers. Well, why aren't they given more publicity? Namely, because those who create dissident films do not have hundreds of millions of dollars to publicize them. In sum, it's not simply a matter of demand creating supply. Often, it's the other way around. Supply creates demand. The first condition of all consumption is accessibility to the product. The whole advertising industry is predicated on the notion that the public may not always know what it wants, and that be it movies, television shows, or soft drinks, or any other product, consumption will depend in large part on how well hyped and well distributed the product is. Primetime TV shows, along with movies that open in every shopping mall in America, win large audiences not because there is a spontaneous wave of popular demand carrying them to the top, but because there is a lot of strenuous pulling from the top. Mass media production involves a lot more than just satisfying the public. The first audience a producer must please consists of the show's financial backers, its would-be corporate sponsors, and studio and network bosses. Because most movies and most TV series are completed before they're shown to the public, they cannot be altered to reflect audience feedback. Letters from individual viewers are usually not considered representative of the general public. Market research and rating services also are not that helpful, since they seldom tell anything about reactions to specific content. The only direct feedback is from the people who preside over the productive process, hardly a representative sample of the public. Those who claim to give us what we like do everything they can to make us like what they give. In the early 1980s, the network brass decided that the public was, quote, moving to the right. So they produced a number of Law and Order TV series like Walking Tall, Today's FBI, and Strike Force, all of which suffered dismal ratings and died early deaths. On the infrequent occasions the public does exercise input, it's usually as a protest against a particular film or show. Given their conservative proclivities, the people who control the entertainment industry are more responsive to pressures from the right than from the left. When media bosses try to ascertain what the public wants, the outcome can be surprising. Various surveys, including one conducted by the National Association of Broadcasters themselves, and a survey that was suppressed for 12 years, reveal that though people watch a lot of television, they rate it poorly. One ROPA poll reported that only 8% of viewers felt very satisfied with TV entertainment shows, and a majority wanted more relevant programs. Media moguls tell us that most people desire to escape reality, not confront it. In fact, there exists large interested publics that respond positively to quality real-life dramas. Their needs ought to be respected. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse.